about your ragtime band. Talk about your leader man. There's only one that I'll take my hat off to, and he's a colored man who leads the band in Chattanooga. Ragtime Rufus is his name. Syncopation is his game. He puts a swing in everything that would make a mummy sing. He never plays a ragtime melody, not he. He just keeps ragging classical music, you see. Now there is one tune he rags best of all. The name of it I can't recall, but I think he said it was the humoresque. The melody, the raggedy, that slide trombone gets you going when it begins to moan. And the flute and clarinet are always at their best. They chime in with the rest, and the darkies dance right through their shoes. They all forget the Memphis blues when ragtime Rufus rags the humoresque. After hearing Opera Grand, rendered by a ragtime band, I must confess, now I'm thoroughly convinced that there is nothing sweeter than a syncopated meter. When old Rufus starts to play, you just simply have to sway. His music thrills with your ears better than a doctor's pills. When he lets loose and plays with all his might, good night. To see him cocking up is a wonderful sight. I heard him rag the Maiden's Prayer, but say it never could compare with his conception of the humoresque. The melody, the raggedy, that saxophone plays the second to the slide trombone. And the drummer sure can do a lot of funny tricks. He juggles both his sticks, and the darkies line up back to back. They all begin to ball the jack when ragtime Rufus drags the humoresque.